This is a podcast from Minute Media.
It's about to go down. This is the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast, where we talk history of the game, numbers and stats. And each week we highlight a charity that's doing good. If you haven't subscribed yet, then you should, because I'm the real deal. And you know I gotta shout out the Buffalo Bills. Turn it up to the max, sit back and relax. This the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Let's go!
Hey, what is up, Bills Mafia? Welcome into this episode of the Buffalo Nerd, your home for Buffalo Bills football with a charity on top. Welcome into the preview show for the Week 16 showdown with the enemy. Enemy number one, our most hated foe, the New England Patriots. Excited? Yeah, I think everybody's excited. This means a lot. We got ourselves back in the position to potentially win the division and hold our at least playoff home hopes in our own hands. And it's the day after Christmas, so we get to hang out, watch football, enjoy a couple other games, be around your family and friends. And then Sunday, the Mafia gets to mount up and get ready for what we hope to be a Buffalo Bills victory. But before we get into all that, like we do every week on the show, we do like to highlight a charity or organization that is doing good on the day-to-day, the weekly, helping out their communities and everything else. I'm going to keep it a little close to home on this one, just on a personal level, that I want to highlight Easter Seals. This week, Easter Seals is they're a nationwide organization. This week, I am going to choose to highlight the Easter Seals of New York, but it does sit real close to home for me in the aspect that, as Kelvin, who most of you know that listen and follow along, was born with CP when he was young. Easter Seals is one of the organizations that he went to on the weekly to see an occupational therapist. So they were there, working with him all the time. So we became close, with the Easter Seals family, at that time. Super cool organization. They help folks and kids and adults of all disabilities. It's not singled out to any individual disability in any way, shape, or form. They do help out all sorts of different avenues, and very cool organization. Calvin was blessed with the, the ability to be able to go to like a pool when he was younger to, work on moving his muscles and things of that nature when he was, having a hard time moving himself around, to keep working those things, to keep getting them stronger and things of that nature. So they have tons of avenues, that they can support the disability community with, and they're in your backyard. Like I said, Calvin went through most of this stuff out here in California. Like this week, I did want to highlight the Easter Seals of New York. You basically just head to easterseals.com and then just /New York will get you straight over to the New York base. But like I said, they are a nationwide organization. So if you are listening and you're in a different state, besides New York, anything like that, this is one of those organizations that you probably could find in your backyard for sure, or in your state at the least. So very cool organization. There's ways to go on and donate. You can find out about all the different programs they do. Like I mentioned, it is for all disabilities. So you can find everything that you're looking for over there at easterseals.com/New York. So very, very cool. So definitely check them out. I'm excited to be able to spend the next couple of weeks here as we close out the year, highlighting a couple organizations that are super close to home. They do incredible things. They've been around for a long time. I want to say Easter Seals is like early 1900s, when the organization started. So just very cool organizations that have been helping the community for a very, very long time. Well, there's a lot to talk about this week. I mean, it's like every day we open it up, another player is put on the COVID list, or somebody else is out with an injury, or something else is taking place. So we've got a lot kind of to hit on realistically this week as we're talking about a preview leading up to this. But it it's also one of those things where it's fairly difficult to kind of even talk about because we don't know for sure tomorrow who's going to be available. You listen to Coach McDermott's press conference this week. I mean, it's like the offensive line is a complete, you know, shuffle. We found out it's Friday today, obviously. So we found out that we're going to be without Gabe Davis. We're already without Cole Beasley. I was anticipating a huge game out of Gabe Davis. Actually this week against New England, he performed well against them in the loss. And, you can feel that he'd been kind of striving. So, it's going to be interesting. This is going to be a serious challenge. Now they're missing players too, you know, and things of that nature, but the offensive line will again be shuffled. And this is a good pass rush. This is a good defense. So this will be interesting. And there's a lot riding on it. A ton. And also positives. Everything we needed to have happen happened. The Colts went out and won, gave New England that loss that we needed them to take. And then we went out and we took care of business against Carolina. So now we get the showdown in Foxborough on Sunday after Christmas for the division, at least at the moment. But we do have a little bit of a, on paper, nice road closing out with Atlanta and the Jets. So this should be essentially the game that if we win it, we take over the division. And then we own the division riding into the playoffs. We get that home game and then we see where we stand after that. But it all comes down to this week against the foe, our nemesis. There's been a lot of talk of the weather. It's going to be clear or clear enough. I mean, it's not going to be as cold and nasty as it was the last time these two teams played. You know, so it should be good conditions for teams that are used to playing in the cold. We'll just put it that way. Offensively, I talked about this on the phase report earlier this week a little bit for those of you that caught that. I don't think that necessarily what we did the last time we played them was all bad. We just didn't close out with touchdowns. So I don't honestly believe the game plan is much different for this offense. Yes, would we like to see the run game improve a little bit? Sure. Would we like to see the fourth down, you know, the efficiency in the red zone improve? Absolutely, because that's where this game will be won and lost. That was the difference in the game this last time. It was they scored touchdowns. We did not. Plain and simple. This wasn't like a big barn burner where either side like blew either side out. It was just they were very much that much better at finishing in the red zone and we were not. So this offense, it's going to be beat up. It's going to be haggard. We'll probably have Spencer Brown. It looks like it left again this week, assuming he's there moving forward and available for Sunday, which means the shakeup on the right side would be, you know, I was kind of praising Cody Ford about his improvement in this last week's showdown in a game against Carolina. And now he's going to be out. Feliciano may be back in the mix on the right side there. We'll see what happens with that. Bobby Hart back up from the practice or back on the out of the COVID protocol, so he's back available. So we'll see. But this offensive line is going to be tested again, and we're going to have to make some big things happen. Emmanuel Sanders does look to be back, which is the plus when you lost Gabe Davis and you lost Cole Beasley. The Cole Beasley piece, I thought Isaiah McKenzie might be able to fill that role, which we're definitely going to see that now because there's no other way around it. He's going to end up probably being that guy out there. But Emmanuel Sanders being back is a big piece with, you know, obviously if Gabe's not available. Looks like Isaiah Hodgins just got elevated today, so we might see him a little bit. And, of course, we've got Jake Kumerow that I think has proven time and time again that he can step in and be the guy that we need him to be when we need him to be. The guy. But realistically, it's just going to boil down to that offensive line and what they can produce. Lean heavily on Devin Singletary again. I feel like Josh Allen, we might see him run a little bit more this week, but that game plan was working the last time we played them. We just weren't finishing. In the last six quarters, we got 8 red zone touchdowns, I believe it is. Something has clicked. Something has changed. So I don't necessarily think that this week we're absolutely in for a big change on the offensive side of the ball. nor should we be. Besides the obvious stuff of having to maybe shuffle with the offensive line and maybe who's good at certain things, we might have to change that up. But this should be a very heavy dose of Josh Allen testing this pass defense. I mean, they're good, but he moved the ball on them late in that game when they finally just decided to open up and let him throw and do his thing. He was able to handle this defense. And we just went up against Carolina last week. That's why I mentioned a bunch of times that Carolina was a great, great kind of, you know, level for us to look at, because they're very good in the pass game. And we went out and we threw the ball well against them and did okay. The same with the last time that we played New England, who's also very good in the pass game. We went out and we were successful. Stephon Diggs is the key to this puzzle. Dawson Knox will absolutely have to make the plays. I mean, these two guys are going to have to step up and handle their business. Diggs is going up against the guy that's rated as one of the best right now in Jackson. And I think if you watch the press conference with today with Diggs and Micah Hyde, he's not worried about it. So I think he, moving forward, and you hear him in that press conference kind of talk when they ask him about how the team's offense has improved in the red zone, and he's like, I don't know, I guess I'm just getting it more. Because it really is that. Stephon Diggs is that good, and that's what we need to lean on. This offense doesn't need to do anything more than it did last week, or realistically anything more than it did the last time we played New England, other than there has to be touchdowns in the red zone. It's not rocket science. It's no mistakes, no turnovers. Offensive line, do your best. 3 seconds, if we could get it, would be phenomenal. No penalties would be huge. That's what we need from the offense this week. Be efficient, be confident, and just keep moving forward. And don't turn the ball over. And when it's time to make a play, make the play. If the play's not there, walk away and fight again. That's how we have to play this team, because that's what they're going to be doing on the other side of the ball. Now, defensively, this should be interesting, right? Because this will be the first time that we actually get to face Mac Jones. If you go back and look at it, the Colts just showed us the game plan of what you have to do it against him. And I don't think it's anything that we didn't know in the first place. I mean, any time that you're going up against a rookie quarterback or a guy that hasn't had many opportunities to start in the NFL, it's nothing more than get him off the spot. Get them rattled, they make mistakes. I mean, I don't think anybody's immune to that. Now, some guys handle mistakes better, and you know, some guys can handle those situations with ease and they make less mistakes. But this isn't crazy talk. This isn't like making some big scientific discovery in the way that the game of football should be approached. This is 100% just our defense has to come with the pressure like we did last week. Get him off the spot. Damian Harris, it's not looking positive for him. Stevenson, it looks like I just saw he was going to be ruled out. So the run game is going to be completely different than what we faced this last time. I believe Kendrick Bourne was still in the protocol for COVID. So there's some pieces to the puzzle that are going to be missing. The tight end he relies on, you know, Hunter Henry has been a big piece to his success. So this game is very much going to be on this defensive front to be disruptive. We've got to eliminate the big play, especially in this situation where they're going to be without their top backs. If we give up a third, fourth, fifth string kind of guy, a big play in this game, that's going to go a long way to a defense that's trying to shut this team down. And that's what we need to do in order to be victorious this week. So for me, this defensive line is super disruptive this week. The pressures, hands up. You know, if you're not getting there, just get the hands up. Make sure that we are getting in his face and making him see a lot of different things. I don't think that he's terrible or that we are not going to be able to, or he's not going to be able to get some things done against us. But I would say more often than not, if you move him off the spot, you pressure him off the spot, you disrupt the timing, we're going to see positive results. It's not rocket science. We see it in every week in the NFL. We've seen it happen to Josh. That's what it really boils down to. But front line, get there. Linebackers tackle this week. You know, there was some poor tackling, I think, the last time we played New England. So just tackle, be confident. AJ Klein will be back this week. I really thought that actually in that game plan against run-heavy teams, realistically, AJ Klein is a positive piece to have in the lineup. He does get downhill. He's good at going against the run, and he's got a veteran presence. Now, yeah, he gives you a little bit less in the you know, the coverage aspect of the game, but in this game where the downhill, where we'll see, you know, they're not big play action all the time. They run, and they like, he's going to get the ball out of his hands quick. So, but if there's running situations, I think AJ Klein's presence will be good, and maybe even, you know, something special that's a game changing kind of play in this upcoming game. Back end, yeah, I mean, there's nobody that I'm super scared of in this again. And I know he likes to take some shots. You know, that's Mac Jones. He will try to take some shots. He does sling it around a little bit. He's been, you know, throwing a lot of interceptions here lately. Their third down conversions are down lately. So I think there's just the more that's being sought of him and the more that's asked of him. And this defense, I think, is, you know, when he came out of the last one where everybody was trying to make a fool of them, like they'd just given up something huge because all they did was ran, it wasn't a ton of yards. So I think this defense definitely has a little bit extra that they're planning on bringing this week. Of course, we're minus, you know, Mr. Tre'Davious White from the last time that we played, or he wasn't even there this last time we played him. because he had just gone out on injury. But this team was not given the opportunity to actually go against Mac Jones in a true, like, atmosphere where they were actually coming out with a game plan that wasn't just try to run the ball every play. So they may do that again. I mean, I wouldn't put it past Bill Belichick to do that. I mean, it beat us last time. Why do anything crazy until we prove we can't stop it? So either way, the defense, just keep it competitive. Indianapolis showed you what to do last week. I mean, in Indianapolis still gave up some yards. It was that bend. They didn't break. You know, they shut them out in the first half, gave up 17 total points. So, and this is a team we just played against, you know, that gave us the same kind of fits. So I think that we're in a good position for this. And the defense is going to show up ready to hopefully shut him down and shut the run game down and see if we can't make him try to beat us through the air and see if that's possible. Lastly, special teams. I mean, you like to every week hope that the special teams is going to be, you know, something that will be a difference maker for you, whether you get it or not, but you never want it to be that piece to the puzzle that lets you down. I don't know if any of you have been following around on the Hard Knocks, you know, in season on the Colts, but their special team coach is very, very good. And each and every week, he's been able to almost identify something that team is going to be able to do to be successful on special teams to beat you. And they did it against New England. And so there's room, there's opportunity there. We're going to be without our normal special teams coach due to the COVID restrictions. So the assistant will be there, but special teams is a difference-making phase in the NFL. And so we pretty much have to go into every week where I don't think that Bass is going to be a problem with kickoffs and or field goals or extra points. The punting unit, I've been feeling a lot better about the way things have been going with that. The protection for him looks better. His shell around him has been good in his punt game lately. And so I think that I feel good there. It really boils down to, can the return team make the difference? But this is also a game that could boil down to Tyler Bass has to step up and knock one in late, you know, for a Bills victory. But either way, the special teams could be the difference in a game like this where you have an offense that's going to be, you know, enough to keep you on your heels. You're going to hopefully be enough to keep them on their heels. So it could come down to the third phase being special teams. So this week, I'm excited to see what they can do. I'm still hoping for that big return. Marquez Stevenson, it would be incredible to have him, you know, be able to bring in a kick return, punt return, something for a touchdown, you know, to kind of like really get his, you know, his career going since he's coming back from the injury early on. And you just get the Bills a boost that we need. But all in all, I think when we, you know, played them last time, I felt like that we were in a position to beat them because I felt like we were a better football team. I still believe that to be the case, that we are a better football team. Now, can we put together a better game plan than they can? We will see. Because I think that's where we've fallen short in the past. If I'm going to call it right now, after seeing what I saw last week, it's 31-17 Buffalo. We're finding a rhythm here. Unless this defense can really stop us, or the offensive line for the Bills just can't hold up at all, I think we've seen that even when the offensive line struggled a little bit or the team struggling a little bit, we're still capable of being in that 24 range. So something in the 30 is not out of the realm of possibility. So I'm going to call 31-17 Bills. I do think that we do take the division back. Nice defensive performance. I expect some of those to be like late points where they are, you know, just able to throw the ball all around. But first half, I'm expecting a good showing in the first half from this team, top to bottom, as they come out ready to perform and take the division back. I mean, I think everybody knew when we lost, and then the cards fell back for this alignment for us to take a shot back at the division. I think that's super important. I think that this team is ready, and it's tough because, you know, I know as everybody else out there, I know that feeling where it's like, yeah, we're just not ready. We're not going to do it. We're not, this is the Bills. We're not capable of being there, but I do think that this is that time, is that opportunity in the situation. Both teams are down some players a little bit, and it's a show up now and be the best that you can be. And if I got to put it on who's going to win, I'm going to put it on the quarterbacks when it comes down to it, and I'm going to take Josh Allen over Mac Jones. So I'm going to call 31-17 Buffalo Bills. But that's going to do it for the Week 16 preview show. Like I mentioned, it's Friday, you know, Christmas Eve here. Tomorrow's Christmas. So everybody out there, Bills Mafia, Nerd Mafia, enjoy your families. Have a great time. Have a safe and happy Christmas tomorrow. And I really hope that everybody gets to enjoy a Bills victory on Sunday as they cruise out and enjoy the rest of their holiday weekend. And of course, everything you guys are looking for, Bills related, head over to BuffaloLowdown.com. That's BuffaloWDown.com. You know, the guys over there got you covered on everything you need. If you're looking to read articles, find out fantasy stuff about the Bills, anything like that, head over there and check them out. And then, of course, everything, you know, you're looking for nerd, you guys can find that over at BuffaloNerd.com. And of course, you know, I want to shout out as we're heading towards the end of the year here, you know, Fansided, you know, they're one of my partners here as I'm going through this process this year. And also Minute Media, you know, they've been kind of housing the show and sponsoring the show, you know, for most of the year here. So I appreciate what they've done for me as well. And make sure you guys are heading over to EasterSeals.com, you know, /New York, or just EasterSeals.com in general. If you're not in the New York area and you want to find out where they're available, free to check out, because it's a very cool organization. And make sure you're safe this weekend. You know, mask up, enjoy the fam, and of course, go Bills.
You just listen to the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss another episode. We'll see you next time. Leg out.